My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or on the FM side, 105.1. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Our pal Grant Paulson will join us coming up at 8:20. He had an interesting nugget about how Terry McLaurin lined up, and people wondered whether he was just going to line up in one spot.
I don't know what to make of
that. During the preseason, well, it's one of Cliff Kingsbury's traits, maybe.
Yeah, right. And I don't know if that's bad or good. Like, we'll obviously, hold on. Can I finish my comment? Obviously, you think you want guys in motion and pre-snap misdirection and all that stuff, but he must have a reason why he doesn't do it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We'll talk to Grant Paulson about
maybe
that.
Maybe they'll
coming
change
up at
that up this week. Kind of depends on maybe who you're going against, too. One thing, Tampa had two significant injuries in the secondary.
I know, and they didn't take advantage.
And they couldn't take advantage of it, which
also
makes
you
wonder.
Speaking of secondary, Fred Smoot scheduled to join us coming up at 9:20, the former Washington cornerback. We can talk to him about his boy, Emmanuel Forbes. Of course, it is a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chiniga Mayos, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Misery Monday for your boys. We're out on the Circus Sports Survivor Pool in week one.
I mean, what a travesty and mockery that was.
We were going to get jettisoned probably in the first month anyway.
Yeah.
But
good chance.
Eric said, when you lose in week one, it's an embarrassment.
It's deflating.
Let me just say this. I am officially out of Circa for the rest of my life. I'm not putting $250 in a survivor pool. I'm not doing it.
It's stupid.
Here's what I knew.
And by the way, we had no luck. We had zero. We had some of the worst luck in that game.
I knew when it was officially doomed. When Burrow hits the tight end, I think his last name is Hudson.
Yeah, and he fumbles it, running into the end zone.
He's running. He's a yard and a half from the end zone.
Yeah.
He's got the ball up here, and it gets swiped out.
Yeah.
I said, when I saw that, I said, it's
well,
over,
that was
Johnny.
After that was after Gesicki.
I know.
We thought
I saw
caught the touchdown, but he didn't have control of it. So he had bad luck there.
But I knew
the next play, Hudson fumbles, and then New England goes right down the field, kicks a field goal, and then in the second half, Charlie Jones, the punt returner, fumbles a punt and gives them another free 3 points.
Mm-hmm. But we caught a break, too.
We had some terrible
Burrow fumbled, and they called him down by contact.
He was.
And look,
that was a break on the side
of
the Bengals.
We either win as a team or we lose as a team, I understand.
Here comes the butt.
I pitched the Saints, and I was mocked. I was told to head to the exits.
Right. Well,
I was dismissed in about 20 seconds.
I'm convinced if we would have taken the Saints, they would have lost.
I'm just saying that I was a slight voice of dissent that was shouted down by the masses.
You should have been louder.
I should have fought harder.
I followed our pal Stoner's method of biggest favorite on the board, right. Home team, better quarterback. I did throw in that warning that Cincinnati has started off the last couple of seasons 0-2 and 0-2.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know what it is.
We were aware of that.
Yeah, no, I know.
We thought with Burrow and Chase banging back that still would win.
Well, plus Higgins was out. Chase was barely practicing.
We didn't know Higgins was out.
We didn't know that officially. I know there might be analytics pointing to what they did, but I'm sorry. When they get the ball back and they're down by 6 points with 2.5 minutes left, whatever it was, and then they punt the ball, I don't like it. I just don't like it.
They had 3 timeouts. That's why they did it.
I know.
What was
it's
it?
Not as bad as what Antonio Pierce did.
Well, he was a coward. I would never call him a coward to his face.
Right.
But I'll call him a coward for that punt. It was like 4th and 1. I think he was on the Chargers like 40.
I think they were on the 43.
He was in Chargers territory.
Chargers territory, 6.5 minutes
is
to go.
Inexcusable. Is that where being a defensive-oriented head coach comes back to haunt you?
I don't know. But like,
must be his instinct.
If it's 4th and 4, 4th and 5, punt away. If it's 4th and 1 and you're in the opponent territory, you got to go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to go for it.
But I feel like the Bengals on 4th and 4, I believe it would have been. Don't punt. Go for it.
It was 4th and 5, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It was fun run and Survivor. Fun
hey,
1 week run.
We do have our touchdown parlay.
We could have taken Seattle, winner. Could have taken the Saints, obviously.
We could have taken every team.
We also could have taken the Buccaneers.
But if we could predict the future.
Why didn't we take the stupid Buccaneers against the Commanders?
Because you picked the Commanders to win.
Okay, but I can.
You weren't going to be swayed.
Both sides.
No, you weren't going to be swayed.
Listen, here's the truth of the matter. A week ago, whenever we donated the money, we said,
week one looks brutal.
Yeah. Correct. There was nothing on there that we loved.
That was the biggest favorite.
I know. I have no regrets.
That was the biggest favorite.
We were going to lose eventually anyway.
I know.
You know what? I'm glad it's
but
over.
But I at least wanted somewhat of a sweat.
I
wanted to sweat through the rest of September.
Yeah. Here's how much I cared. I didn't even remember who we picked.
Well, this is how much I cared. I watched the entire game.
Well, your eyeballs hate you because that was a gross game to watch.
You guys can get back in on the buyback. I think they usually do it about week 3.
Circa does?
No, not Circa. The Nub Survivor.
I'll do that.
How much is that?
The one we're in. It's like $100.
I need a sweat.
Another $25.
A weekly sweat.
Right, I'll do that one. But I ain't ever doing Circa again.
Circa's done. It's too much money.
$1,000 is such a donation.
I mean, although I will say, I kept thinking about the guy that called in, and he had the committee of 21 people, and they had 7 entries.
Yeah.
Seven. That's really only like, am I crazy? Is that only like $300 a guy? And you got like 7 entries. Like, figure that out, that math. Remember when that guy called in?
Well, if you got 7 entries, that's $7,000.
Right, divided by 21. Yeah.
I didn't remember how many guys he said.
How much is that? Is that like 300 some per person?
Are you sure he said 21?
Am I effing up the math?
Are you sure he said 21 people?
Not sure.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He said
okay,
we have 20 people.
333.
Yeah, that's the move. He had 20 people.
You want to spend more money on that.
Well, no, but at least you have more survivors. You make seven educated, right?
Right.
That's the move. You know, 1 for 1,000 is literally. Yeah. I won't say the R word. It's the R. It's that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We lit our money on fire.
It's dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the bright side,
I would agree.
It's that dumb.
On the bright side,
ain't doing it again.
We're about to win a touchdown parlay.
Oh, now you're chasing
me. Oh my God.
Some people already won it.
Who's telling everybody there's a no-hitter going on in the 7th inning?
Some people already won.
You just violated the Cardinals.
It's not
going to
happen now.
Not these people.
McCaffrey's not scoring.
I'm not even paying attention to that one.
Shocker.
What do we have left?
McCaffrey.
One guy.
Wow.
How much do we win on that? If we win, how much would we win? 900 or something?
50 or something?
No, you guys win. JP, I appreciate him putting the bet in, but he's a donk. He bypassed the 50% parlay boost.
Oh no!
So you put it straight. Well, you put it straight in,
And there was actually a free boost, and we missed
free 50% boost.
I did it on my own. I got 850 coming to me if McCaffrey scores tonight.
Well, let me say this: Cakes is the worst texter of all time.
Okay, we have a bit of a problem.
Cakes, here's the deal,
dummy.
Cakes was supposed to put in the bet.
I was.
He goes to Carolina. He can't put in the bet.
FanDuel.
So he sends me a text. He sends me a text on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a dinner party. I said, okay, I'll try and put in the bet when I get back from the dinner party. When I enter in his information, it asks for a code.
Yep.
Then I get the code back, and it says, you have to download the app. Then I download the app. I ask Cakes for the code again. I guess he went to bed. So then I send him a message. Okay, we'll tackle this in the morning. Mm-hmm. He sends me a text that says, I'm going to be driving my car. I'll stop in 2 hours.
That's all. Who cares?
No, look. He doesn't answer texts.
I told you, not when I'm driving 80 miles an hour on.
I was desperate
north.
For the code, so I had to enter myself. Huh.
Nobody cares.
I didn't know how to
do it. You're just talking words, and no one's listening.
I put it on Cakes for the no
it's
boost.
Not my fault. Not at all. Not my fault.
Drabby McCaffrey. Yeah. This is we're gonna lose. All right.
I can't believe he said that.
It's not gonna happen. McCaffrey played in 20 games last year, if you include the playoff, he scored in 16 of them.
Right. That's a pretty good percentage.
Well, he's going to shred his knee today.
Correct. And then he's going to get hurt in the first quarter.
Yeah, and then we'll
don't put the blame on me because I used a word about – he's the donk who picked McCaffrey. He picked Higgins and replaced him.
Well, the reason I didn't pick
McCaffrey – by the way, a bunch of listeners won because the Higgins thing got voided.
I didn't know Higgins was going to be out. I mean, obviously, I liked Higgins' number.
Yeah, that was a surprise that Higgins
McCaffrey
was
almost a 2-1 fave to score. So
did you even look if he was on the injury list? Because you might be dumber number three.
Who?
Did you look if Higgins was on the injury list?
No, he wasn't. I don't think.
He wasn't.
It was a surprise.
It was kind of a surprise that came down Friday.
Right.
He wasn't. On all my fantasy charts, he wasn't listed as doubtful or questionable or any of that
stuff.
All
right, take it back. I'll take it back.
But the reason I didn't pick McCaffrey originally is because he was -175, and we like to make a lot of money. So
Cakes, can I
once
have
Higgins
my
went out, I picked McCaffrey.
My guy with the highest odds hit, right? Didn't I have
you got B-Rob?
Yes.
Yeah.
You even know that the bet is happening. Why do you want all these props?
Well, I did make the pick at the time.
You did.
Thank you.
Was it the highest odds or was Anthony Richardson?
No, don't know.
B-Rob, Anthony Richardson had to run it in.
No. We had +120.
Gotcha. Mine was +240.
I'm feeling good. I mean, it's -190 tonight?
175 is what I saw.
Valdez, is there a way we could like double down on it? You can't really do something like is there a way somehow?
You can't bet against that he's not going to score, I don't think. Is that what you're talking about?
No, not to save it.
Oh, okay.
But like to like
well, you hedge
it. Not even to hedge it.
If we think it's
I'm not cashing out. No way.
Should we double down? I'm saying
the opposite of hedge. Should we double down?
What's the
on
cash
it?
Out?
Add more money and really cap. If we really think he's going to hit this, you kind of already did,
right?
You know what I mean.
I don't know what your guys is. I have a $400 cash out for my one that pays out $850.
You should take it.
I kind of want to hit it.
What was the initial bet for you?
$10.
$10.
85-1.
I mean, you're 40xing already.
I might cash out. I'd be wavering. Hey,
does McCaffrey have a
cash out?
Does McCaffrey have a hurt calf?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's been. I mean, it bothered him the entire preseason, but he's fine. He's going to play.
It's a lock. He's playing.
Yeah.
Now he could grab his calf after one possession, and the bet is donezo. And then Drab will be kicking himself for not cashing out.
The Jets got a pretty good defense.
The defense is pretty stout.
That's fine, but if San Francisco gets inside the five, inside the three, he's going to score.
We'll be bitter if Jordan Mason snakes a touchdown from him.
Right.
We will be very upset.
Well, by the way, I want to give a shout-out to my son who made his rugby debut yesterday.
I saw the video.
He was balling. He had a try. Does that mean a touchdown?
I don't know.
He played 50 of 80 minutes, a complete novice.
Seems like a lot.
And then he shredded his ankle on the last play.
Oh, no.
The ankle looks like your belly right now. It is huge.
I'm getting a lot of shrapnel today.
It is huge. My belly. It looks huge.
Yeah. Oh, he pummeled his
ankle.
Yeah, it's pummeled.
Some big fatty landed on him, twisted it all up. He's out.
So he's out
for
a while.
Until after the game, or was he drinking beers during the game?
No, I guess they do. The tradition thing with rugby is you have beers. With the guys, they just beat each other up all together after the game.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, but it was awesome. I tweeted a couple clips of him just boat racing those guys.
It's
down
a fun
the
sport
line.
To watch, even though I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm kind of with you.
Well, right. You were in a box for the local team, right?
Old Glory DC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there at Audi Field about a month ago.
Yeah, I mean, this is a professional. Fun. This is just club, and it's. I guess they were Division II last year, but they got relegated to Division III. So
they should relegate the Carolina Panthers. They yeah. are hideous and an abomination.
Is Bryce Young butt?
Yes.
Yes.
It's
he
over.
Is.
It's over.
Could be.
Probably.
Very good chance.
What, like, what? Did he look terrible?
First pass was yes. a bad interception.
How about the entire team is terrible and dysfunctional?
So he no, had one to Thielen. No improvement.
He overthrew Thielen on the they second interception lucky. By like 10
they'd be,
yards.
They'd be lucky to win three games. I don't know that they can manage. How could they beat three teams in the NFL the way yeah. they looked yesterday? I mean, yeah.
it's probably over, Johnny, for Bryce.
They might win one game. They might win zero games.
All right, let's go to Brendan in Fredericksburg. Brendan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, man, Brendan. I'm going to say it like Deion Sanders said it. You better get us now because Jaden Daniels has speed like Lamar Jackson. He has Mike Vick speed.
How's that working for Deion, coach, by the way?
You can't coach that speed. You can't teach that speed. Every game, every year, his passing will get better. I mean, he did it at LSU, but there's only a couple human beings on the planet that can do it like that.
I think
that.
His passing will be way better in week two.
Listen, I agree.
We're trying well, to win with Ron Rivera players.
I'll
we're
go
trying
away.
To win with Ron Rivera players.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get all the draft picks, you know, Adam Peters draft
yeah.
picks, and all the salary cap over the next couple years. Look, this year might be rough.
That is a guy. Thank you for the call. I have an idea for you, Valdez, before I forget it. We send a big, giant Ron Enema out to the Commander's Park to flush out whatever's left from the Ron era.
So we've been trying to flush out Dan Snyder,
Forbes,
now Ron.
Just Forbes, Jamin, big, giant Ron Enema.
I can't believe he named the team. Ron Rivera got the name of the team.
Ron named the team.
Coming up next.
Now he's playing 36 a day at Pebble Beach.
We'll talk to our pal Grant Paulson, host of the Grant and Danny Show, right here on 106.7 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back on a Misery Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Later in the show, Fred Smoot will join us. We can get his take on Emmanuel Forbes and the terrible defense. But right now, Grant Paulson joins us, hosts the Grant Danny Show on 106.7 The Fan. Grant, how would you describe that opener?
Oh, sorry, my bad. Sorry. There you go. Hey, buddy.
Jeeps.
How are you, fellas?
Good. All that excitement, and yet we had what we had yesterday. How would you describe it?
Yeah, that was a dud.
Total dud.
To be clear. I guess it's going to take a little longer to find north than we wanted it to, right? The recalibration, we could just call it a rebuild at this point, I think.
That's fair.
Right? We can all use that word.
Mm-hmm.
It was ugly defensively. I guess that was my big disappointment. One of the things I want to talk about on the show with Danny today is, were you more disappointed with the defense, with Dan Quinn and Joe Witt? Because I think a lot of people, and I'm one of them, thought that many of the holdovers would play better early this season than they did last year, just because they have better coaching. We blamed a lot of the miscommunication issues and the secondary problems on the fact that their secondary coach, their DB's coach last year, was a high school coach that Jack Del Rio had hired to help out. But they had a lot of the same problems in coverage. It was kind of the same mess with communication. And then offensively, it was a very stagnant, boring offense with very little passing game. It seemed like the plan was, go make a play, Jaden. Run around. And I don't know really otherwise, like going into the game, what the big plan was.
Yeah, I mean, there were no intermediate passes. Okay, took two deep shots, but everything else was sideways. One thing that you tweeted about and wanted your perspective on it, though, was Terry McLaurin and him lining up in the same spot over and over. Do you have a takeaway on that yet?
Well, my takeaway is this was Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona, so the reason that was a preseason storyline was, if you remember, when DeAndre Hopkins, still at the peak of his powers, was his wide receiver one, he was underachieving some, and one of the reasons speculated was that there were some defensive players and coaches along the way that said it was easier to take him out of the game plan because they really didn't do anything to get him free releases or move him around a whole lot. And so the knock on Kingsbury at that time was, if you go back historically, DeAndre Hopkins would essentially just lined up as his ex, like on the left side of the formation, flanked out at a 90-some percent clip, and they never really moved him. And so there was this discourse after the preseason, because McLaurin was almost exclusively used lined up out to the left after a really small sample, kind of in the fantasy, like nerd community, if you will. Well, they're doing the same thing with Terry McLaurin, and then all the reporters pushed back and talked about how much he'd been moved around in practice, and that's not a thing, and Cliff Kingsbury says it's not a thing. And so I set an alarm on my phone for 9 o'clock last night to just go back and look. And unofficially, it was like 42 out of 45 plays. I think if you look at PFF, because they grade some things differently in the slot, the numbers are slightly skewed. But at a 90 or so percent clip, he lined up in the same spot on the left. He didn't go in motion one time. He was almost never in a stack, other than when he was blocking on wide receiver screens for somebody else. It's just bad design. I mean, you watched the Rams last night with Cooper Kupp. The guy's running all over the place pre-snap. He's always stacked up. He's constantly getting free releases. So in 2024, that's just not good enough for me.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I agree. That's my blink. That's my initial reaction. But then I also think, all right, I mean, is Cliff a moron? I mean, He can't be a moron. He must have a rationale. We may not like the rationale, but he must have a rationale of why he's doing that and why he thinks he will be effective doing that. Do we have any idea what the counter argument is?
So it's a good question. I don't remember what he said when this was asked of him in Arizona. I could go back and dig on that. I'm sure it will come up, whether it's this week or next week when it becomes more pressing. All I know is, you know, Hopkins, the point of it becoming a story in the past was he wasn't producing like a lot of people thought he should. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, Terry McLaurin was utterly uninvolved.
Correct.
And my issue is he's going to be easy to take out of the game with their lack of other weapons. They decided they didn't want to go get Brandon Ayuk. They had a lot of money to play with. They didn't want to go get wide receiver weapons beyond Alameda Zacchaeus, who caught 10 balls last year. You know, we heard all offseason and preseason, you know, how much De'Ami Brown was impressing. He had an hour-long documentary that came out on YouTube this week. He didn't catch a pass. So they liked their secondary options to help take some of the pressure off, it seemed like, Terry McLaurin. My point is, if I am coaching against Washington, well, my plan is to take him out of the game, and you make it really easy for me to do that if I always know exactly where he's going to be.
He's got to have an answer to that, though. He has to say, right? He has to have he may have the wrong answer, but it can't be like he hasn't thought of that. I find that impossible to believe.
Thought of it, but I do think like you have a scheme, a concept. I mean, again, it's a tiny sample, and I'm not a reactionary person normally, where after 1 week, I wouldn't make a big deal of something. But this goes back to, like, his track record has been this with his number one wide receiver, who is decidedly better than everybody else. So, yeah, I'm sure he's got some logic. But I will say this, EB. I mean, there's very little motion in this offense in general. Like,
I agree. That so that's why.
One of the things, and that's we have a four-year sample of this.
No, I agree. Like, that's Shanahan, it's not a surprise. But he must have. Now, I'm willing to say he's a moron. I'm right. willing to, but I'm going to give him at least more than a week. And you know, but you're
that's
right.
reasonable.
But the track record indicates this is his philosophy. No motion.
Exactly.
Why?
But like,
no.
I'm sure he has an explanation, but that doesn't mean it's good. Like, I
agreed.
Can explain away that I'm fat because I eat carbs and I don't exercise.
Agreed.
And then you would say you shouldn't do that, and I'm like, yeah, good point. But I have an explanation.
Well, I want to. That's my point, though. I want to hear
what is your explanation.
I want to hear the explanation so I can decide if I agree with it
problem
or not.
Problem is,
that's
Kingsbury,
all I'm saying.
He doesn't talk to the media much.
Right. So I know, and his personality doesn't have a lot to
you're
say.
You're not going
to
hear it from him. You might hear it from Dan.
Well, does it go back to like the air raid days where he basically just lined guys up and they were fat? Like, I don't know enough about the air raid
offense.
I felt like
we didn't have a lot
but they didn't motion so much in the air raid offense, if I recall.
Right. Maybe, and that's what it is.
Yesterday was the Jaden Daniels run raid. I mean, that's kind of what we got, right? So for me, I know everyone's very excited, and they should be. You've got a great athlete. It was a kind of 11-on-11, like Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, kind of this guy is an explosive, elite ball carrier game. But frankly, like you win with the passing game. And I'm not discouraged from Jaden Daniels passing. I was out of practice a few times in camp. The guy is accurate. He's got touch. He's able to throw the football. But at one point in the late third quarter yesterday, he had run more than he'd completed passes. And I can't tell you how frustrating it's going to be for me if that's the norm. So it's one game. I don't think it will be. But I guess none of my questions that I had about Daniels got answered. We didn't see a lot of those traditional NFL in-breaking routes, throwing to the middle of the field. The times he threw to the middle of the field, it was mostly Ertz kind of underneath or, you know, turned around flat-footed. So there's plenty of things I still want to see. It's only been 1 week. It's very early. But the good thing is, obviously, and we knew this before they drafted him, the moment after they drafted him, they got an unbelievable athlete who's going to make a ton of plays with his feet.
So Grant Eckler, just 6 touches yesterday, 2 carries, 4 receptions. 10 to 12 per game sounds like a reasonable number. Do you see an uptick starting with the Giants game and that he's more heavily involved going forward?
I think there's got to be, right, Cakes? I mean,
you would think.
First of all, I think there was some question about his like tread on the tire.
Right.
I don't know what you guys thought. I'd be curious to hear. I thought he looked great in the open field.
He looked good.
He was kind of elusive and shifty.
He took some big shots, though. Big ones.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's a tiny guy. Yeah. When he gets hit, he gets hit hard.
Demolished.
Yeah.
No doubt. But yeah, I think they have to. Number one, I think you just want to keep Robinson fresher.
Mm-hmm.
But also, what they didn't work in the running game. You know, which was very. It was kind of a. It was different, I'm sure, but it looked to me like it was kind of a lot of downhill power runs at a gun with B-Rob slamming into a wall.
I agree.
Try something else. I mean, get Eckler out there, almost like your two-minute, four-minute offense. We heard a lot about tempo. They did that a little bit. But, you know, run off the edges. Get outside and see where that gets you. Maybe it was a matchup thing. The Bucs defense is obviously really good. I don't know if you guys got to watch any of the Giants yesterday, but they were tumultuous.
They're terrible.
In almost every facet. So hopefully it looks very different. You know, they come out and maybe we find out that, you know, they had a bad matchup. You know, we could 8 weeks from now see the Bucs at 6-2 and realize that they played a really good football team.
Oh no, they were good.
Well, they were way better than us. I know that.
Talking to Grant Paulson during our colleague check in, are you a Cade York fan?
How could you be?
Is anybody other than Mrs. York?
Yeah. How could you?
No, nobody's a Cade York fan.
But it's a minor issue.
I give him one more week.
It's a minor issue. I mean, he sucks.
Here's the problem
with
one more week, okay? And I sound so reactionary today, but I promise. Normally, I'm a let this thing play out guy. It's day one of a rebuild, so to speak. The way I understand it, Jason,
yeah,
is that if he kicks in two games, they lose the draft pick. If he only kicks in one, it was a conditional pick, and they keep their seventh.
Bye-bye.
So he's done.
Goodbye.
He's done.
Now, if I'm wrong about that, I texted a couple people to try to get confirmation this morning. Haven't heard back. But that's what I was told last night.
Well, if
that's
the case,
true,
he's done.
Okay.
No reason to stand by him. Right.
True.
Yeah, he's done.
If it's not, and you're giving up the seventh rounder regardless, then you could give him another week. But I disagree a little bit, EB, that it's a minor issue, because I don't think there's a whole lot of margin for error with this group. That if you're lining up from 47, not feeling good, and I mean, the onside kick, no one's talked about what was that.
No, that was terrible.
That was awful.
It's a minor issue, just in the sense that we have so many other more important ones.
Well, I agree, but that one's a pretty easy one to try. Like, yeah, you got 15 holes to plug, but like that one's right in front of you, and you got the tape in your hand.
I just don't know what you're going to plug it with.
Agree 1,000%.
You know, another leaky plug.
But like I said, but Grant, like I said to Cakes earlier, all right, so let's just say you cut Cade York and you bring some other guy off the street. Well, the reason he was on the street was he ain't that good either.
You're bringing in another turd in the punch bowl.
You are, but at least you keep the conditional, probably 100th round draft pick.
Who cares about that?
Adam Peters sucks. He ain't here long term. It doesn't matter.
How about this one? We were doing To Tell the Truth Monday because Dan Quinn said it's going to be a To Tell the Truth Monday. All right, tell the truth. Are Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen that good?
I think they are, but I think they're in a situation right now where the guys outside them are just okay. And that changes the game a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, as an example, Cleveland Farrell got the one impressive big sack of the game coming off the edge. That was actually Daron Payne's play. He pushed the pocket. Mayfield kind of slides out of the way and gets run into and brought to the ground by Farrell, not to knock Cleveland Farrell. But I thought there were five or six times where they actually impacted the snap, and then Mayfield slid like a surfer through a wave, and next thing you know, he somehow got away. I mean, to me, the middle of the line, the interior, Allen and Payne more often than not, kind of won, and then Mayfield was pretty creative in how he moved around. And on a great team with, like, T.J. Watt, if you watched him yesterday, like, you're not able to get away, because when you start to move toward the edges, you're getting crushed. And that was a question coming into the year. So we'll see Dante Fowler, Dorrance Armstrong, Cleveland Farrell, Jamin Davis. You know, someone's got to win often enough that it helps those guys.
Well, here's the thing. I agree with you. They won with pass rush. I don't think they won stopping the run, the interior specifically. Felt like they got gutted. And Frankie Louvu was invisible. I'm not going to write him off, but all I heard was how great he was. Yeah. And I didn't see greatness. In fact, I barely saw him.
Defensively,
there wasn't who played well.
Who was good?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say the interior of the line, I thought, pressured him. I think PFF had him at 10 pressures. I think half of them should have been sacks. And it's a different ball game, frankly, if he's sacked five times, because they're punting on three or four of those. It's just a different ball game, to be honest.
True, EB. Yeah, so true.
But the corners were brutal. They're never going to be better. They all suck. It's a painful reality. But
you can't give up on Look, Sandersill's played one game.
Yeah, I like Sandersill. I like him.
Although he was getting beat.
Well, but he wasn't great yesterday.
He was getting beat.
Yeah.
Sandersill's going to be really good. Back to JP's point, though. I mean, you're talking about with Allen and Payne. Like, my point is, I thought they played pretty well, okay, whatever, in the passing game. Or those guys need to be great. You know, those guys need to occasionally take drives over.
Well, they got
to
stop the run.
Them do it over their career. Yesterday was not that in any way. I mean, you could have gone drives without noticing them. And you just need those impact plays.
They've been disappointing for a year and a half, I'll be honest, like on the whole. But that's just me.
I think a lot of that comes back to the edges, right? When you say a year and a half, that's when you got rid of Sweat. And Chase
those guys
Jones
weren't doing anything either. You know that. They weren't doing anything.
But they're better than the guys that are currently here.
True. Agreed. I mean, Chase wasn't doing anything.
Hey, if you had to bet, is Emmanuel Forbes going to be on this team next year?
Nope.
Right now, I would say no.
That seems like a pretty easy bet.
I mean, yeah, I just think you could probably, like, it sounds hilarious to say, but if nothing changes this offseason, my guess is you could move him for, like, a very, very late-round conditional pick or something just because of where he was drafted. But I don't see how he fits here. Like, what they want to do with their secondary generally, historically, they like size, they like length. But yep. Benjamin St. Juice, whether you guys like him or not, like, that's what it looks like for them.
Big physical corner, yeah. Not a spindly 180 pounds if he's lucky
guy. He throws me because at times I think he's perfect position to make the play. In fact, he almost had the interception, right? He was the one that should have had the interception. We jumped it.
Yeah.
But then half the time, you know, he doesn't make the play. I mean, you know, or more than half the time. Yeah.
The touchdown to Mike Evans, the first of the two, which is always good when you have to decipher which touchdown you're talking about.
Yeah.
But St. Jude's got beat for two by Evans. The first one, I thought his coverage was actually
me
about
too.
Perfect.
Me too.
I thought it was good, but I think he was interfering with him while he was
That's
covering
fine.
Him.
That's fine. That's part of the gig.
Yeah.
Part of the gig.
But I'll say this,
Grant. He wasn't getting called.
Grant.
Yeah. So I take it as a win for him. But no, I mean, of the two, obviously he's way better. He's normally around. And
well, he looks like a Hall of Famer compared to Forbes.
Right. I just like the play that makes the Forbes point to me was like a third down. Godwin wins on a slant. He kind of hits him at 5 yards. Godwin beats him inside with leverage and then makes the catch. And then they're praising Forbes after the play on the call about how he played it perfectly. And maybe he did. The problem is he's not big enough or physical enough that when he jammed him at 5 yards, he didn't reroute him and he didn't knock the timing of the playoff. And I don't know how that ever changes.
Grant, I know we got to run soon. We're up against it. I thought Moose Johnston was an F-minus on the call. I thought he
Not
was.
A Moose guy, huh?
I thought he was actually terrible.
Yeah, there were.
I wouldn't call him terrible.
Like, oh, that's a really good point. I don't remember him being awful. I still want to go back and watch how Tom Brady did in his debut.
Yeah,
my guy's Greg Olsen. I really, really
like
him.
Olsen a lot. Yeah.
So, and my team, my favorite football group to watch is Charles Davis and Ian Eagle. So. Yeah, Moose generally, you know, with Kevin Kugler, fine, but I don't get steamed up.
I saw over the weekend online, it was a college game. Was it Spencer Tillman or somebody they were basically doing like the running man in the studio?
I don't know. There are 100 college games. I can't keep up with
who does jump around?
Jump around it.
Wisconsin. Well,
Wisconsin does it at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the play-by-play and the color commentator were freaking dancing in the studio.
Right.
Going nuts.
That's the new shtick. They show the whole stadium, and then they show the booth, and you got to jump around.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
All right, GP.
It. We're wacky. See, we're cool. We're wacky.
Hey,
all right,
good stuff. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a good show today.
All right, fellas.
See you, GP.
Next week, big one. 3-point favorites.
Yep.
Got to win it.
That's our colleague check-in with Grant Paulson. Listen to him at 2 o'clock on the Grant and Danny Show right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Find some positives, Cakes. I'm actually about to tweet this out.
It's difficult to find positives when your defense allows 37. Your kicker misses both field goals.
Hey, they forced one punt, EB.
Yeah, not good enough.
There's not much in the receiving game.
Here's what I'm about to tweet out. Just hairy eyeball test for week two, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury, can he scheme guys open?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know yet. The receivers, all of them, Terry included. Interior run stopping, Frankie Louvu, DQ time management, fourth down decisions, tackling. And I've already given up on the secondary in the kicking game. They're shot. And Jaden's the only reason to watch. That's where I am right now.
Okay. I mean, it's
that's where I am.
That's
right
a lot.
Now.
That's you a lot. Listed a lot.
Well, I'm just that's what I'm gathering now. But if Cliff could show in week two, they can actually scheme guys open, and you know, okay, then we might have something here. But the defense, whoo! If they don't tackle better, the secondary, we already know is not going to get better.
Like if, here's where it's the real red flags start flying. If the Giants come in and score like 24 points or more. After they were just anemic against the Vikings, who I don't think have a very good defense, and they couldn't do anything against them. If they come in here and shove it on this defense again in back-to-back weeks, that's a real
The only two
problem.
Games I feel comfortable about this team winning now are this week and the Carolina Panthers.
Okay, so that's two.
As opposed to before this the Tampa game, I looked and said, all right, I picked seven. I predicted seven wins.
Right.
Now maybe they can get there. I don't know. But now I only feel comfortable about two.
Yeah, but that changes. Well, that changes week to week.
I'm probably overreacting. That's what we
changes
do.
Like if the Bengals, like if we, if when this team faces the Bengals, and of course they're going to be an underdog, but if the Bengals play anything like they played this week against the Commanders could be in that game.
Well, if you think they're going to play as bad as they did this past week, you're nuts.
I don't think
if
that.
If you think Chase and Higgins will probably be back by then.
He probably should be.
Evans and Godwin,
they're gonna feast.
They're gonna kill him.
I'm just trying to give you semi-optimistic outlooks.
I mean, since
for going
he
forward.
Has probably definitely a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield and probably better receivers overall than Tampa.
Joe Burrow didn't look like it yesterday, and I understand it's because he's down Higgins and Chase isn't near 100% at this point because
they were
he hasn't been practicing.
They were bad.
As much as he should have been.
But I think they'll be much better in 2 weeks when they play him. But anyway,
it could be.
But this week, like you said, when you're playing against the Giants, even though the Giants and Daniel Jones have had success against this team, I'm sorry, you can't lose to this team.
So it is a Misery Monday presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. But we wanted to talk a little college football. So in terms of the teams that we're most connected with, Virginia Tech had a bounce back, beat Marshall.
They still looked very dicey offensively, but yeah, they did. Their defense was much better.
What was the score? I was monitoring
it. 31-14?
31-14 final.
Okay, so.
Defense kept a minute for most of the game, and then they kind of wore Marshall down. Marshall's quarterback was bad.
Marshall did have a highlight play, though. That receiver that had that one-handed catch.
That was great.
It was absurd.
Yes.
Maryland lost 27-24.
That was kind of, it was a soul-crushing loss. That one hurt. That was a very winnable game. I felt like, I know Locks explained why he attempted the kick instead of going, he wanted to be up by two scores.
Yep.
Just go out there and get 1 yard and keep the drive going.
Or hit the kick.
Like,
hit the kick.
They're college kickers.
How far was the kick?
41.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was two scores.
A soul-crushing loss.
It was a bad loss
because that's a Michigan State team that struggled the week before.
Yeah.
And this kid, Childs, he threw three picks. He gave the ball to them a bunch of times, but you can't let him throw for almost 400.
The decision to kick a 41-yarder to put you up two scores?
I would rather impose my will on the team, keep momentum going, hold on to the ball.
Depends on the kicker. Like, is he really good?
They've been having a hard time.
Is he terrible?
They'd had a rough time in short yardage. So yeah. I understand why Locks went for the kick, blew up in their face.
Felton had a huge day.
Game over.
I mean, what if Felton's
been a monster through 2 weeks?
But what if the kicker's a stud and he makes them all the time in practice?
I don't believe that there are any real stud college kickers.
Sometimes there are.
He's not a stud.
Now, if it was, is it Chad Ryland, the guy that was there a couple years ago?
Yeah.
If it's him, no-brainer.
That's my point.
But there are very few of those guys.
I understand.
Our look at college football is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. A couple of the big storylines in college football. Notre Dame loses to Northern Illinois.
That's an embarrassment.
A team that they paid $1.2 million to play.
$1.4 million.
Yeah, that's an embarrassment.
To lose to
a MAC team at home after you went to Texas A&M and everyone anointed Riley Leonard as this savior at quarterback, and then he played terrible. That's an embarrassment.
That's a confounding loss. A
couple other things.
But you know what? College football is going to be like that.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
It's a different world.
I'm sure it got great ratings, but Colorado got destroyed by Nebraska.
Is the bloom off Deion's rose yet, or we have to wait till
rose is wilted?
Or we have to wait for all his recruiting classes to come through?
No, it's you can fade.
Like
Colorado.
I don't think he's who everybody thought he was. Maybe he is.
He was making Jackson some State, ghastly timeout botches too. Like it was just. Yeah, it's okay to fade the Buffs at this point.
I think it's tough
their
to know.
Their offensive line is
you know,
really
Shedeur
bad.
Sanders is going to be a top pick, supposedly.
Yeah.
I think it's tough to know sometimes. His line is so bad.
Mm-hmm. But he got banged up in this game. So did his brother. Yeah, the line's bad.
He loves to blame other people. It's
who, Deion?
No.
Shedeur.
Shedeur.
Oh, okay. He goes, how many times Raiola get touched?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he holds the ball forever because he stat pads and doesn't like to throw incomplete passes.
And his brother's a cheap shot artist. He takes headshots all the time. Is it Shiloh? Is that his name? Yeah.
The other thing,
he got hurt in this game.
So you think he stinks?
Oh, he's very talented, but he does some stuff that irritates me.
The other kind of game of note is Texas just dominating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was impressive. Now, Michigan's not the same team. They're a totally different team than they were last year.
They finally gave their head coach a contract because he was coaching without a contract.
But that was, Texas, they're impressive. Really good at quarterback.
You shoved it on Michigan in the big house.
Yours was awesome in this game. But, I mean, they're pretty much better at every position. They're just – Michigan's not the same team.
All right, can I bang out a couple of these? I know we got to go to break. Huh? Mm-hmm. Line two. Driver says go line two. All right, let's go to Joe in Manassas. Hey, Joe, what's up, pal?
Hey, what's up, Junks? I love the show as always. No one was really talking about, you know, talking about onside kick, defense sucks. But let me ask you a couple questions. Why? I know that's the only way we're going to get the ball in the end zone, but – why is Jaden running the ball with down like 20 points, 20-some points, with a minute and a half just getting smashed like a pinball back and forth?
I thought there was a chance he wouldn't come out for the last drive. Well, like, I was a little bit surprised he was out there.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are we doing?
As a greedy fantasy manager, I was happy he was out there because I want the stats. But that, like, long-term development,
that's going to come back to haunt him if that continues.
Yes. I suppose. Yes, agreed. Lurch, that is not what we're doing. Like, what are we talking about with our coaching staff? Yeah, like, you guys got no one to coach?
Here's where I would argue for it. They just want to get him game experience. That's why he's out there.
Remember when Quinn was on the show and he said, well, you don't have to be great at sliding. Just get down.
Right.
He's not good at getting down.
What are you talking about?
No, but that's just...
He got down and wasn't getting hit. Of course he's good at getting...
That's crazy.
It doesn't look great, but it was effective.
That's
he's actually good at getting down.
Have to put him in
I don't think
way.
He's the first one, I didn't
in,
think it was
in that situation. Like, what? That's an indictment on the coaches. Like, what are they doing? Like, that's our first pick. I mean, we've seen how this has played out in the past.
I just think they don't... I don't still think they think that way, you know, especially when you're... I just think they wanted to get a successful drive going. The offense was pretty putrid. I think they were looking for positive
momentum.
They
want to build on something heading into week 2.
And Jaden's a competitor, and he's going to run. He's just going to run and throw caution in the wind sometimes.
Joe, coaching staffs don't pull their guys like that. I mean, look at Bryce Young. They were getting beat 47-3, and Bryce Young's still in the game. I mean, that staffs don't do that, especially if it's a young quarterback. They want him out there.
47-3.
Yeah. Well, they added a garbage touchdown late. It was 47-10 was fine. Yeah.
I know, but my point is they were trailing 47-3. Think about that. That's a high school score.
They might go winless. That's how bad they are.
They were really bad.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Here on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.